Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino. And we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. Each and every Thursday for the next couple weeks as Game of Thrones final season premieres.
Four more episodes left.
Well, wait. Yeah, I guess four more episodes.
And then the documentary thing, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they doing something about that? We're not going to review that.
No. We're just going to watch it. Yeah, there's no audio, Kev. If you can fix that, that'd be fantastic. And then I need you to do a little belly dance for the people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that needs to be anything weird or sexual. It's up to you if you want to make it that way. It's up to you.
I think that's the no audio issue.
Okay, you want
is there audio in? Are they getting audio?
Yeah, we got to know.
So they can hear everything?
Yeah.
They can hear us?
Can you either hear me?
Panzer G2, can you hear me?
Wait, I'm sorry. Is there audio on the stream? No.
It's fine. They're good.
Yeah, they're getting stuff.
They're good.
I've never seen Kevin move that fast in my life.
Yeah, that was fast, furious, and beautiful.
Man, the people in the hair salon below us must fucking hate us. They just must hate us.
Again, we're now above the comic book shop where we're at.
You know what,
right,
dude?
Oh, I don't care about
that. You know what? Yeah. No, man. Comics are for the people. This is Internet Explorers. You can get it on podcast service. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Twitch. You can get it on roosterteeth.com. A lot of different places you can get it. Pretty much just me and Nick cruising the internet, exploring the internet, seeing what's going on. Today's not that big of a deal, right?
No. I have to drink all my liquids right now. Because at 4 o'clock, I'm going to start dehydrating myself purposely so that I can make it through the entire 18-hour long movie that we're seeing tonight.
It's the end game.
Are there any possible negative side effects to you dehydrating yourself?
There's some cognitive problems. Namely, but luckily, we're not going to talk about the movie the day after, so I don't have to really remember anything that happens. I can see it again on the weekend.
It's not like we have to break it down or anything. It'll be fine.
No, it'll be fine. Yeah. Real talk, I mean, I've just committed to the fact that I'm going to miss a good 5 minutes of this movie.
You just gotta hope it's the right 5 minutes.
Whatever.
You got us.
You'll figure it out. You just gotta go pee beforehand. Just go pee
beforehand. It's 3 hours long.
You can't go.
I haven't made it 3 hours in my entire life without having to pee once.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't work that way.
Why are you such a fogey?
It just doesn't work that way.
It is bizarre, but I mean, that's your body. You know what I mean? I can't shame you for your needs. Unless I catch you taking another one of these fucking down after 4 p.m. That is entirely your fault.
Listen,
and you should be shamed into oblivion.
I like to party, doggy dog.
I understand that.
There's a part of me that goes, I'm just not going to drink anything. And then there's another part of me that goes, what would make Endgame better? A giant popcorn and an even bigger Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I want to get a Diet Coke the size of Kevin and just suck on it slowly.
I don't like that.
Why did you
really
have to phrase
like
it that way?
If you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime. You can use your free subscription every month to subscribe to this beautiful mess. But yeah, it's a big deal today, Endgame. Very excited. I'm wearing the shirt. Andrew's wearing the shirt. Andy's wearing the shirt. Greg's wearing the shirt. Kevin's wearing a variation of the shirt.
Yeah.
Why is yours gray?
It was made by a best friend, a fan-made one.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Nick wearing a festive shirt as well.
Yeah, I went into my closet to look for my Kind of Funny Studio shirt. Nah, not there.
Yeah.
Not there today. But I figured everyone else would wear it. I'm like, I'll be a little different and wear my hanging out with my good friend, shirtless Spider-Man.
I had
the exact same thing where it's like, where's my Kind of Funny shirt? And it was dirty. And I was like, oh, but I have this one.
Gotta go
the
gray.
Heather Gray.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Just gonzo.
There's going to be a lot of Marvel stuff today that we look at. There's a lot of Game of Thrones stuff as well. Some that you've seen, Nick. Some that you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. But it's fun stuff nonetheless. Shout out to Patreon producer David Mintel, a.k.a.
The Mind Freak.
Mm-hmm,
Street magic. Climb up mountains. We fucked up because I came up with a bunch of great bits after KFAF for stuff we could have done. But I think next week, if Andy's cool with it, we'll recreate the scene, the Arya sex scene with Andy and Kevin.
Okay.
And we'll just shot for shot, just a recreation. Right.
What's the joke?
No joke. Kevin showing off his beautiful body.
A challenge?
I'm not going full back nude.
The great.
You're not. Why would you not go full back nude?
You'll go full front nude, but you won't go full back nude.
No, I won't go. I mean, she didn't go full front nude, but I
need some Kevin side boob where it's not. Or fucking GTFO.
I'm so happy.
You just want some side boob.
You have no follow through.
What does that mean?
Like it's
you think I won't? You think I won't make it a job requirement for you to take your shirt off and lay in your own bed and pretend like you're a dead male prostitute?
That's
I'll
sweet.
Fucking do that.
What was it? What were we giving him shit for
this
last
Peruvian
week?
Street meat boy?
No, there was something specific.
What did you do last week, Kevin?
I don't know. What did I do?
We were calling you something.
You always call me something.
That was sweet jelly bean.
The jelly bean.
Oh, okay. Man, let's go for a scroll. It's housekeeping time.
Let's do it
real quick, Kev.
Yep.
Boom. Here we go. The events roll on. We've been doing a whole bunch of world tour. Dude, I think it's like next week, right?
Yeah.
We are in Vancouver next week.
Next weekend. We are in Vancouver. You can come watch us, hang out with you. We'll watch you hang out with us. It's going to be fantastic. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. May 4th. Vancouver, be there or be square. What's this other thing down here? Oh, that's right. We're all going to RTX.
Woo!
Austin, RTX! 2019. We'll see you there as well. And then the next thing is, can you cut away for a second, Kev? Boom. Kindoffunny.com/store. There's a whole bunch of different merch you can get. If you like the color shirt that Kevin's wearing right now, you can get the bridge shirt in that color.
Love it.
You can get that.
People
have been asking for pins for a long time. Is this Nick Scarpino's jacket that they used as a model? No.
No.
It's not.
Close, though.
It's not. Can you tell the difference?
I love that pin.
Mine's
so
a little
much.
Lighter.
Mm, mine's a little bit rock and roll.
There it is. And that my colored denim is it's harder to find.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good colored denim.
It is.
That's
it
why
is.
When you find
too light,
it,
too dark.
You don't let your sister-in-law try to steal it.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole
thing. You know, don't let your sister steal your denim jacket.
Anyway, there we go. Thanks, Kev. And then just a quick update for everybody, because there's been a lot of questions about In Review and what we're doing with Avengers. We're going to watch Avengers today. Then we're going to do our review tomorrow on Screencast, like we've been doing on Screencast. Can we announce who's going to join us for that?
Yeah, why not?
We already did.
Mark Ellis.
Yeah, Mark Ellis is going to join us tomorrow on Screencast.
So that's fantastic.
He's coming up to help promote the show we got on May 10th. I'll be on both of those over at Milk Bar. If you go to markellislive.com, you guys can grab tickets for one of those shows. There's two that night, one at 7, I believe, one at 9. Don't quote me on those times. That's around the times. So go over to Mark Ellis Live if you guys want to see Mark do. Mark is a phenomenal stand-up comedian. He's headlining that night, and he's been gracious enough to invite me to come out and do a set or two. So come hang out with us at Milk Bar, and it's going to be great. But he'll be on the show tomorrow to promote that and talk about Endgame and make fun of Josh McCuga for falling asleep during Endgame.
Absolutely. He was at the premiere of Endgame, so that's cool. We'll get like a little inside scoop.
Yeah,
on
he gets
that
to see all the. He's all on the inside with everything.
He's Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood.
He's Mr. Hollywood.
Mark Ellis.
Yeah.
Mr. Hollywood Ellis. But yeah, we're going to do the review on Screencast. And then next Tuesday, we're doing the proper MCU In Review, where we rank and review Endgame with the whole crew. We will be doing the plot. We're going hard in that hole.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like I've over-sexualized everyone in this office.
Nope.
And I'm
just Tim.
Conflicted about that. Because on the one, misery loves company. But on the other one, like
what was sexual about that?
Yeah, what's wrong with digging into the
hole?
Hold
the W, you sick little shit.
Kevin, get your mind.
That was an Ant-Man reference, we know it.
No.
Kevin, get the mind out of the gutter.
one of my favorite tweets about spoilers and stuff the last couple days.
Yeah.
Obviously, no fucking spoilers here. But somebody said, like, it's very suspicious that the moment that all the don't spoil the Endgame things started, that all the talk of Ant-Man going up Thanos' ass and enlarging stopped.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think that's in the cards for tonight.
I don't know, man.
Him going up Thanos' butthole,
right.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Speaking of spoilers, just wanted to say Screencast, the end of the show, will have spoilers, but we will make that clear beforehand.
We'll make it very clear.
Like all our movie reviews.
It's time, Kevin, for some other news.
Let's go.
I thought you'd like this. Speaking of overly sexualizing things, Pornhub and Abella Danger launch Be Sexual with porn stars voicing over Be's fucking.
Okay.
I saw this headline, and then I stopped paying attention.
Yeah,
I was
we
like,
gotta
I'm
watch
saving
it.
This for the show.
Can we just watch
We're
it?
We're going in.
It's just Be's fucking, Kevin, so Twitter.
It's on YouTube, so.
That doesn't.
Be Sexual.
It's also on Pornhub.
Be Sexual, which means most plants and trees rely on bees to have sex and breed. But sadly,
can you move your mouse?
Bees are dying off. And without them, it's lights out for nature's sex life, and no more fruits and vegetables for us. Pornhub presents Be Sexual.
Hi, I'm Abella Danger. And my friends at Pornhub and I think
everyone
has great sex. Especially when that sex is so crucial to saving the planet. Be Sexual is a whole new genre of porn dedicated to saving
so
the bees. We turn short videos of foraging bees into what they really are. Funny, kinky, nature.
Man, I'll tell you what I don't love.
The films
love.
Feature the voices of porn's
listening to porn stars talk. Man, that's just not their specialty.
I know, right? I'm coming in
for more. Let me slide in.
Dante Cole.
Hello.
Oh, everyone's Lars. Favorite, Dante
I
Cole.
I give you sweetest massage.
Hi, Lars. I'm Daisy.
Domino Presley.
That's just a little extra stuff. That
who's doing the VO?
Want to see how it works?
I don't know.
Charlotte Stokely.
Please, Queen Bee, will you let me?
And many more.
Whoa.
Indian.
I mean, I appreciate thanks that this is a public service, but porn stars without porn is like a Batman show without Batman. So I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know?
First couple seasons of Gotham, right?
Just don't care.
International Bee Kake Party. That's hilarious. This is not about saving bees. Whoa. What was that last thing?
Help bees get wet. See, Kevin, we can just be proud of our sexualities and not have you shame me all the time.
I'm not ever.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I heard Kevin shaming you.
I got
that's
shamed.
That's not
real hard.
That's not what's
just because I want to put him and some other of my employees in very precarious situations and make them potentially take their clothes off. It's not
to be
a big
clear,
deal.
You can't legally do that.
Parody. You could do anything under parody.
That's not.
Satire.
That's
side
not,
boob.
Hey,
humor.
Tim, what's
side
this, that, what's this
comedy.
Next thing?
This next thing. Guess how many days we have until Hobbs and Shaw.
112.
Ooh, little less.
Damn it. 79.
Little more.
86.
Little more.
89.
Little more.
1994. 100.
100
okay.
days.
100.
We have exactly
oh,
100
shit.
Days.
100
next
days.
Time we see y'all beautiful motherfuckers on this show, we're going to be in the double digits.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Also,
this trailer,
look at this new picture of him.
I know. God bless him. This is when he's doing his old school Hawaiian stuff. And also, I love that his mom's in here and reminds me of the character from 51st Dates that I stole that I'm just kidding, Moo Moo from. And that's how that evolves into calling Kevin Mookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do that.
So it's come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is they think we're being hard on Kevin. But Kevin gives it back to us a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's
he
revenge.
And Barrett double team me all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just get all one on my back, one on my front, and they just ride me like I'm an old horse that they're going to eat afterward.
So okay. Don't look at this yet.
Okay.
You have to wait for the gift to loop. And then, Kev, I'm going to need you to bring it up. Okay.
Tell me when.
Okay. This is the Tim wants to show you stuff section.
Tell me when. I want
to
see it.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Kev, what? Bring it up. Damn it. I ruined it.
That's really cool.
I how fucking ruined it. I brought up the wrong time. But look what how they get there. This is unbelievable.
How does he do this? How does he even know how to fucking do this? That's awesome.
Isn't that incredibly cool?
That's
you look
not
at these
real.
Weird ass. I mean, how would it be fake?
I don't know. Magic. That's really cool.
Really damn cool.
This guy's got more talent in his left pinky than I will ever have.
It's true.
In anything.
It's true. You're useless.
And then we got this guy. So this video apparently is really fucking old. It's from 2016. I hadn't seen it before. Sure. I saw a shortened version going around. Bring it up, Kev.
Go to
some
theater
dude,
mode for me.
Some dude made a working Captain America shield.
Okay.
And it's pretty insane. Guess what's going to happen? He can break it with his
with
shield.
His shield. So it's a working shield in that it's just a giant
wait,
piece
no,
of metal.
Yes. Hold on, hold
yes.
on.
It's,
okay,
that's true. But it also does a lot more.
He breaks glass.
It does break glass.
Okay.
It also is a fucking magnet.
Just a really big magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Does he hold this helicopter like that? Not quite as jacked as Chris
but
Evans.
But it can pull the car back.
That's impressive. That's a pretty strong magnet, and I can't imagine that's good for your body to be that close to that magnetic field.
That's fine.
Well,
that's awesome.
See, we're getting there, right?
Okay, we're getting there. Wow. He's got a cat, too.
Just like Captain America. Ooh.
Wow. Just good old Captain America.
So can he throw it and have it come back to him?
Mm-hmm. It looks really janky when he does it, but he can.
That's awesome. Wow. So realistically, yeah. He didn't make a shield so much as he made a magnet glove that can just get onto the shield.
Do they have the one where he throws it and it bounces off the wall?
That was awesome.
I'm trying to find. I couldn't find the shortened clip.
Oh, because it was a GIF that showed all that off.
It got deleted.
Oh.
The GIF got deleted?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You would think it wouldn't get deleted.
Yeah. But isn't this rad?
It's really cool.
I feel like in an alternate universe, this is what Kevin's doing.
I feel like when Kevin leaves, we don't see him. This is what Kevin's doing.
Yeah.
But he's also he's doing this, but he's also like welding bed frames and making bookshelves.
Yeah.
And also staring at Paula. In a way that makes me uncomfortable.
I'm going to move on. Right. One is amazing. I've already shown you this, Nick. But yeah, I want the people to see it. We're watching the whole thing. This is What If Game of Thrones Was an Anime by Carpe Diem. And man, he killed it. The little touches, man, are just perfect. Because this song is amazing. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
And you're the one that brought up the fact that you need to look at the lyrics at the bottom.
Yeah, watch
every
the
once
lyrics.
In a while.
It says it in English and it's hilarious. I don't know if you can see them with our.
No, unfortunately, with our crop,
love,
you can't.
Hate. Take my hand. Take my hand. Winter hating love.
Fire.
Winter hating love. Sex is free. Awesome.
I'd fucking watch it.
I'd watch it.
I'm saying it right now.
I'd watch. I say that, but I haven't watched One Punch Man or any of the newest season of Attack on Titan.
Mm.
But I'll get around to
Wait,
it.
You haven't watched One Punch Man at all? Or
season
just...
two?
Okay, yeah.
And then this is, I think, our last Game of Thrones thing of today. But I really thought you'd appreciate it. And it's one of those ones where I started watching it and I got maybe like 10 seconds in. I'm like, okay, I get it. But then I couldn't stop watching.
Yeah, let's watch it. Damn, 293,000.
Right, to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vendor. Light up a stage and yes, I jump like a candle.
Dance. This is amazing.
This part with clapping that I think you'll appreciate. Anything
less than the best. This took a long time to make. You better wait. You better hit bullseye. Don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook. One magic revolves it. Ice, baby. That was like the only time anyone ever clapped in a Game of Thrones episode. Where's your mother? I feel like Andy could have made this easier just by dubbing over their voices. You know what I mean?
doing impressions of all of them
would have taken half the time.
But dude, what's so impressive about it is the lip sync. Like, it looks like they're saying it.
That's amazing.
Well, they are saying the
words. No, I think they're actually taking words.
I get that, but he's definitely not saying word to your mother in that scene where saying word to your mother.
That's fair. That's but fair. Also, I don't know if Peter Dinklage's character ever said yo. I don't know if he's like, yo. It was pretty funny though. That was great. Love it.
Tim, if you hold control down, it'll just open it up as a different tab.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. This is a clip that says, who thought getting this bunny was going to be a good idea for Easter?
Christ.
Oh, my God.
Hope it's the size of the kid.
Dude.
No.
It goes in a direction you're not expecting.
Okay. I love it.
I bet I know where it's going. Oh.
Oh, these kids are freaking out.
Why would they get that?
I don't know.
That's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this kid, I would be scared of this thing. I'm like, we gotta kill this thing, or it's gonna kill us.
That's so messed up.
That's so messed up.
Can you full screen it?
Why is it? It's got one tooth, and it's
two teeth.
Furious looking.
It's so scary.
That is the shit of
nightmares.
This
is the fucking rabbit from Waterfield Down or whatever. Watership Down. Oh my
That's
god!
That's terrifying.
It is. I don't like it.
Also,
I don't like
they
it
didn't.
Bit.
They like. I feel like they did it maliciously to the kid.
I don't think they did, but then they realized it was funny, you know?
Oh, no, I'm sure at this point they're like, we just don't like our kids very much, and we need some brief respite from the shit they put us through every day.
On a daily basis.
So let's terrify them and make them go inside and maybe not understand how rabbits work for the rest of their lives.
Do you understand how rabbits work?
Do
they eat their own poo, for God's sakes. They don't work.
Who doesn't, Kevin?
You, oh, you don't eat your own poo.
You don't know that. You don't know what I do when I go home.
I called this next one pig jump.
Okay.
You'll see why in a second.
Oh, I want one. No, no.
No.
Aww. No. Oh. Now, Tim, I've asked this a lot,
yes.
And you keep saying no, but can we get a pig and a goat in the office and have them be the office pig goat?
Both get bigger and suck.
That's the thing.
No, they have mini goats that when you scare them, they go stiff.
We saw that
the other day. Remember, Kevin?
No, because then we're going to be scaring them all the time. And one of those days, they're just not going to come back up. And
no,
we're gonna
we'll
feel
get
bad.
Another one then. We'll bury them in the backyard.
And keep it in the animal field.
We'll bury them in your backyard.
This chicken can't afford an umbrella, so she uses her wings to keep her chicks out of the rain.
Oh, my God. So that's
cute.
So sad.
Stupid ass caption, though. This chicken can't afford an umbrella.
But I
love how it looks, though.
That's like, amazing.
Shout out to nature sometimes, unless it's the weird shit Nick sends me.
No, I pet a chicken the other day. It was great.
You pet a chicken at the petting zoo?
Yeah. They had chickens,
that
bunnies.
That seems not advisable.
Goats. No, they were fine.
They let you pet the chicken?
You just walk up to a chicken pet. The only thing you couldn't do is pick them up, which I respect. They're like, don't pick up the goats. And I'm like, well.
Well.
Thanks for telling me, because I would have picked
one
up.
You would have picked them up.
I would have picked them up.
I have a friend who had a bunch of chickens. I guess she doesn't have any more. They all died. But like, just cause that's what chickens do after a little while. And, she sometimes would need help catching them all. And I would just run around her front yard, catch the chickens. I got real good at it.
I'm not surprised, Kevin.
Tim,
you're like
control.
Rocky, Kevin.
No, I like this better.
You're just like Rocky.
Just push your finger on control. All right,
pull it up, Kev. So this is a weird ass thing because this is a little close to home.
Okay.
But thousands of bees swarm man's car in San Francisco.
Shit! This is terrifying. Oh my god!
No, fuck that!
Fuck
no,
that!
Thank you.
Your car's done. Throw the car away. Why?
I don't know.
Why would they do this?
Why is that man standing so fucking close to
get
the
out of there.
Goddamn window?
I mean, they're obviously not interested in him.
There must be like a queen inside or queen pheromones thrown around.
Or someone smeared
like that's
honey.
That's their car now.
Do you think someone smeared honey all over the rear glass?
I don't
and
think
all
that's
the bees were
bees,
like,
I don't think that's how.
What are they
work.
Trying to do? You put them in a box?
Yeah.
Don't put the bees
bro.
In a box.
Here's how you. Let me explain
also,
to everyone.
Also, put on gloves, you moron.
Yeah. Let me explain to everyone how you take care of this problem.
Did they not see my girl?
Oh my god, that scene is so sad.
I'm going to explain to everyone how you take care of this problem. If you walk out of your house.
I'm already too emotional to bring up my girl.
If you walk out of your house and see your car is covered in bees, you go back into your house, you get the flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
Not the little one that I thought was a flamethrower, but the one from last week that Kevin actually told us was a flamethrower. And you fucking roast everything in your neighborhood. You light the whole fucking thing on fire.
Wait, why did this guy have, like, first off, why is he not wearing gloves?
He's clearly a bee catcher.
Why is he wearing his freaking,
he's got a bee catcher
bee face thing.
This guy is into bees. Is this in San Francisco?
Yeah, that's what it started with.
Yes,
like,
Nick.
It's too close to home.
Yes, it's in San Francisco.
Well, how would I know that? Did it say at the beginning of the video?
It says right there in the headline.
No, but like, Tim made a big deal about it being in SF.
Also, shout out to Joey immediately. I say my girl, and she's in here within 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
she knows
man.
What's up.
You gotta love it. You gotta fucking love it. All right, and then what the fuck was this one? Oh, I'm gonna get that in a second. This I don't fucking know. I saw it yesterday, and I was really confused as what was happening, and I never got an answer.
So this happened. She's dressed as Sailor Moon.
Oh, she's starting a baseball game.
She's
That's
throwing out
guess.
A first pitch. There's a lot, and the umpire is some other character.
Snuffleupagus. I have no idea who that is, actually. But it's just, the other Sailor Scouts are just chilling.
Listen,
and they have like FBI dudes with umbrellas, rain umbrellas.
Listen, dude, it's Japan.
First of all, they're called bodyguards. Okay.
And second of all, they're just called umbrellas.
It's
not rain umbrellas.
They have sun umbrellas, so that makes sense.
You're making a solid point, though, Nick, that
it's
it
Japan.
Is Japan. It's just Japan.
Listen, man. I'll never forget the first time I went to Japan, I walked by and there was just a cosplay thing happening. And I was like, what's going on over there? And they're like, this is Japan, man. It's what people do here.
Yeah.
And I go, cool. You know?
People come
to our shit. People come to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You see a bunch of people. Dress in leather with their dicks out.
A lot of bees.
And people go, hey, what is that? And I go, that's Folsom Street Fair,
yeah.
San Francisco. People go, that's totally inappropriate for children to see. And I say, I know, but I can't stop it.
Mm-mm.
And you know what, to be honest?
You try to contain it.
You just try to contain it, but it doesn't contain because it just spreads out. And you look and you're like, I'm out of Whole Foods right now. And this dude with his dick out in leather, like whipping some other guy next to me. Cool. San Francisco.
Yeah.
At least it's not. At least my car is not covered in bees. Oh fuck.
Oh wait.
Oh
shit.
Fuck.
That's also a problem that we apparently have.
Yeah.
Speaking of cars, this is a weird one. Remember a couple weeks ago we looked at a thread that of the dad who had the kid who was like with the girl. And then
trying to
sneak the girl out, and he kept updating the thread.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that. It never gets as funny, but it's an interesting thing where this is parking in Koreatown in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
A thread.
Yeah.
So this car is blocking another car from grabbing a prime spot. All right.
Yeah.
This battle goes on.
Oh, it's like a Seinfeld.
For hours.
This is a Seinfeldian episode.
So they just the other cars just passing them by. It's like just ridiculous. And so this person is, you know, cataloging this whole thing as it goes down. A lot of horns going on. It just keeps going. But then there's a couple gold moments. Now, keep in mind, this has now been an hour and a half.
Jesus Christ. And it's nighttime.
It turned to nighttime. They say we did it.
Still going.
Because it's... Another car had moved. The car in front of them left. And they still wanted that spot.
They still wanted that exact spot. People are... Look, I know parking in LA can be hard, but here's a problem with people in LA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, because I'm sure we have no LA watchers. They're lazy, okay? It's a car culture. They don't want to fucking walk. They don't want to walk. Like, when I used to live in the suburbs, if I had to park more than 5 feet away from where I was going, I would complain like a small child. Move up to San Francisco... I parked 16 miles away from my house the other day.
And you're like,
I was like, great parking spot. I'm keeping this forever.
This is not that far.
Totally understand this, but here's my question for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
And now, where do you come down on this? Because I have a very hard stance on who gets claim to that spot. My stance is the guy that was going to parallel park into the spot is correct. The guy that tried to sneak his nose in, incorrect.
100%.
That's 100%, right?
If that was the situation, it's unclear.
So, but I mean, just judging based off of this image, the guy looks like he was backing into the spot when the silver guy tried to take a spot.
But if that's the case,
the silver guy's...
Nick, if you go to the first image, it seems like the silver car is already parked, you know? Oh, wait, no, you're right. It does look like he's a little bit of an angle. He's trying to sneak it.
I think he's trying to sneak it in. And that guy's totally wrong. And that, 100%. This is what I'm saying. I don't condone violence. But if the guy in the black car got out and whipped that dude's ass... If he whipped that dude's ass,
okay, that's you
spoilers.
I look the other way.
That's not what happens. What happens is
they hug it out.
They just fucking stay in their car because neither of them wants to deal with it.
Wait, so keep going
pussies.
Down.
After they park,
good for them. Just get out and go home. Like you know what their problem is though. The other one's thinking this guy's gonna key my car.
Yeah.
So they're waiting for the other guy to leave. But then like at that point, just move your, just go.
But I love
just
that
get
the,
out.
The poll has now turned into who will leave the car first.
This is great. Also, I love that this chicken Tikka Maria person had nothing better to do for 3 hours than watch this happen. And God bless her because it's at 1.4 million views, each one of these videos.
I hope she does. Keep going.
Oh, God. This is great.
Silver takes the gold. They did it. They left.
I would love it if it turned into just the most violent thing ever.
She left notes. Their cars to tell me your side of the story. Please email me.
That is so good. Oh my god, the emailer. Oh, that's awesome.
You gotta love the internet, man. It's just ridiculous. There's her with the cars.
Oh my god, right,
there you go.
The fucking best.
Like I said, not as good as the last thread, but
that was great.
There was some moments
that was great. And it does remind me, if you guys are familiar of that famous Seinfeld episode where the entire thing happens because of that.
Mm-hmm.
The entire episode happens on the sidewalk with two cars trying to park just like that. Just like that.
I'm going to pull some of these up. Give me a sec.
Oh, you're finally going to use some of my suggestions?
Hold the control button, you
son. He likes to do it like this, Kevin.
But it's not a good way to do it.
Kevin, just because your way is your way does not make it your way.
This is Nick wants to show you stuff.
Yeah.
So here we go. We got... Boss Logic had this axe throw video.
Shout out to Boss
Logic. Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, this is crazy. Everyone's been doing axe throw.
Oh my god.
Let's watch that again.
That was dangerous.
Killed this person. She could have literally died. If she hadn't ducked, she would have died. I saw Schwarzenegger do the same thing. Like just
throwing it bounced?
No, it didn't bounce. He's a man. He stuck that fucking thing in there. Guy's got does more steroids than you've ever seen in your life.
I know, but
fucking threw the axe through the goddamn wood. Straight
into the ground.
At that point, I'd be like this, hun, I don't make your decisions for you, but I think maybe this sport's not for you. Let's walk away.
I would never throw a fucking axe like that.
I'll throw an axe.
What? Not a chance.
There's a, that's like a place you go to do that.
Yeah.
I think, didn't Greg do that?
You go to do that too.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, just don't be an idiot. Don't throw it into the fucking ground.
Here's what I'm going to say. Is you go to the axe place where you go where there's nothing behind it. So if you miss, it just keeps going into the next person. That way you're fine.
Well, no, that, I mean, that wasn't the problem.
The problem is she threw it into the ground.
She threw it in the fucking ground.
I ain't throwing no axe.
Yeah.
This is another one that you added.
I forgot. This is a while back.
Damn, though. Like, he was going so fast.
He really was.
What if he got in?
I think he would have killed someone.
He would have ran through the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, he must be doing it on purpose because the door's, you know.
I don't think he did that on purpose.
Because scroll over to the other ones. Are there more? Oh,
there is more.
I don't. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of these. There's a lot of these.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this one doesn't have very well.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
That's not good.
Yeah. Let's see the next one. Oh, we're assholes. Oh, yeah. This is great. Getting close.
Oh
my God.
Oh, the sad, like, fucking...
The sad tire.
It was like a moment from Cars.
Yeah. The tire just fell off. I don't even know what kind of car that is, but it's dope.
I want to see that again.
It's a Mustang, right?
Is it a Mustang?
Yeah, it's a Mustang.
That's cool looking. It's like, it looks like it has a body kit on it. Well, not anymore.
Oh, so sad.
What's the last one? We gotta...
Isn't there a cop right there when he's doing that?
Hey, this is like Brazil.
Yeah, right there.
Nobody cares.
I guess.
Oh. What could happen?
Nick, some of these are fucked up.
I sent him to Tim. He's supposed to vet him.
Oh, no.
Hope he falls.
Oh. You're such a dick.
What is when you get me doing pull-ups on a rock? Do pull-ups in the fucking gym.
I bet that fucking hurt. That rock looks heavy.
God bless. Man. That came from Henzo Gracie, by the way, who is like one of the best jiu-jitsu practitioners in the world.
So a liger.
Tweet that up. Now, this is what I wanted to look at last week. And Kevin, you saw this, right?
A male lion and a female tiger.
Right.
Yeah. They're enormous.
At how big that is.
But like, it also kind of looks like a corgi. Like, why is the legs like that?
It looks like maybe it has hip problems, can't move very well. Yeah. Like, maybe like these two species weren't supposed to be genetically like put together.
I mean, they're not. It's like a mule, you know? It's when science going far here.
Yeah. Science going far
Science
here.
Going far
Science
here.
Going far here.
Oh. Dude, this thing's incredible, though.
It's Oh, but like
I thought it was that funny. But yeah, when you said it.
Science going far here. Science going far. Sun's going down. Science going far. Seriously, though, it looks like the thing that He-Man rides.
Yeah.
It's fucking just enormous. Now, apparently there's an opposite of this, right? Which is the tiger, the Tigon, or what were you saying, Kevin? There's something else, right?
I've never heard of the opposite. Can we find it?
Try Tylon? No, you know, if you go back to the Reddit thread, somebody talks about what it is.
No, he got it.
Oh, yeah, so he got it. So apparently these are way smaller because they don't grow.
They got more tiger in them?
Well, so... In the Reddit thread, the guy was saying the reason the thing's so big is because when you genetically splice the male and female from one species, they have the growth gene, so they get bigger. And then the female and male and the other species, I guess, don't get as big. That's what the guy was saying. Of course, it's a Reddit fucking user. Who the hell knows?
Him.
What?
Yeah, boy. Get that, tiger.
That's how they're made, Kevin. It's science. It goes far.
Science go far here.
Oh God! I want to name this episode that so bad, but it's not worth it.
I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna make the description though. Science go far.
Science go far here.
All right. Let's see. And then, yeah, let's pull this one up. I didn't watch this, Nick. Is it?
I don't remember what this is, but I'm sure it was fine. Yeah, I do remember it now. This was from Kevin because Kevin hates it when my tongue moves.
I think
moves
I've
like
sent
that.
This to you, Tim, at one
that
point.
That guy moves his tongue very, very incredibly.
No one moves it as fast as Nick.
Why is that? Why are cows' tongues that long?
And fucking weird.
Look at it, dude. That's weird.
Nick, let me see you move your tongue. Now sideways so the kids can get. No. Turn your head sideways. Yeah, and then there it is. Oh, it's so fast.
Oh, it's so fast.
It's scary.
Just let it happen, Kevin. Some of the best things in life is when you step out of your comfort zone and step into my mouth.
Man.
Very uncomfortable.
I was about to do the ad read there, but you know what I mean? I feel like now we need like at least.
Science so long. What is it? What was it?
Wait, yeah, science I need so to make a note.
What was it?
Science, Chat, what go was it? Far here.
Science go far here.
Oh, man. What went through your head, Kev? Like when you
No, I know where Kevin was. It's science going too far.
Science went too far.
Yeah.
But sometimes like, it just doesn't come out right.
The words don't come out right, you know? Dude, I've been awake since 6:30.
I say this all the time.
We
talk for like 18 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Some of them aren't going to be.
Oh, I get it.
They're not going to be that well formed.
Paula had to go to work early today. Mm-hmm. So the alarm went off at like 5:45.
Yeah.
So I've been awake since then. And it's like, oof.
I feel you, man. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, and cryptos all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit necessary to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of all the Kind of Funny Morning shows a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com. And also, shout out to HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. They do all the meal planning, the shipping, and prepping so you can focus on a healthier you and a happier family. Gia has been loving this. I've been loving her cooking. I just get to eat it all. It's been fantastic. There was some... sirloin carne asada tacos that were fantastic. A little roasted pork tenderloin. It's all been good. But I also love they send in this box. You open it up. There's just a bunch of little Ziploc bags that have all the ingredients prepackaged, exactly how much you need. You just put those in the fridge. You have a binder that has all of the different recipes. You look through. She has me. I'm her little sous chef is what she calls me, which pretty much means I just need to look at the instructions, yeah. Go to the
food. You help her out.
And I get her the bags she needs.
If this were
she
Star Trek, you'd be anything with the food, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I would be her number one.
But it's been fantastic. It's been good. And the food is great. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/morning80 and enter code morning80. It's like receiving 8 meals for free. Again, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/morning80 and enter code morning80. Back to the show.
Sorry, let's go real far here.
Dude, I almost lost it halfway through the first ad. Because I thought about it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because Nick laughed.
I did. I was still laughing at it.
Oh, man.
I am.
Oh, man. We haven't done clickbait in a while.
I know, I missed it
so
last week.
So let's do it here. All right. We are, the good old Zergnet.com. Let's see what we're going on.
First off, Deadwood, the movie trailer is finally, who cares about Deadwood movie? That's weird.
That is very,
the richest
very
Avenger
weird.
Isn't who you'd think. That's going to be...
with a picture of...
Scarlett Johansson. So it's clearly not Scarlett Johansson.
I would think,
but I feel like it is Scarlett Johansson
Jr., right?
I don't know. ScarJo was like on, she was like the highest paid actress for a couple, like a year.
I
or
recently
two.
Saw a thing that said Robert Downey Jr. had $250 million.
Jesus fuck
I
me.
Think it's Robert. I think it'd be RDJ.
Do you want to click on it?
I kind of want to like And every MCU actor is banned from doing this surprising thing. So I want to know the answer to this as well. Yeah. So what I think we're going to do is let's just click on this. We'll see what's up. And then let's take bets on this.
You can't go back. So you have to open it as a new tab.
You
gotta
click on both of them. And you have to use the Kevin technique, which is use four fingers, hit control, alt, delete, and click on it.
How much are they worth?
Okay.
Oh, dude.
So oh, we fucked up.
Oh, wait. But we didn't do guesses.
No, we're going to do that for the other one. Okay. But yeah, I just don't like this.
I don't
see
any solid numbers being thrown around either.
There's just a lot of fucking bullshit. I think it's already. No, it's not. Hold on, let's get to the end and see what's up. Because if it doesn't just straight up tell us, they've failed us for the first time.
Quiet.
Dude.
Come on, Looper. Awesome.
Great. Great. Fantastic. So no, it just tells you how each of them have.
Yeah, this is bullshit. I think Robert Downey Jr. is probably the one that has the most. I would bet Robert Downey and ScarJo have the most.
Yeah.
That would be my bet.
Every MCU actor is banned from doing this surprising thing. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is a one-pager.
A one-pager?
Yeah.
I'm going to say seven. They're going to tell us seven things they can't do.
I'm going to go...
Go higher.
Three, okay. Let's see here. Ah, no. Fucking Looper.
What? Oh, man. We're already at four.
Come on.
Six. Seven.
Fuck.
Eight. Jesus.
Nine?
What? These sites are just dumbass fucking
things,
ridiculous.
Man. I hate this.
Well, that's what Sergeant is.
12.
Dude.
12 and all of them were stupid.
I mean, cannot appear in any DC films.
No.
Bullshit. That's not true.
Shit.
We've seen it happen.
Have we?
Yeah.
With Ryan
There's
Reynolds?
Been a ton of people that have been in both.
Have there?
Zachary Levi.
Has he been in MCU?
Yeah.
What was he in MCU?
He's one of the Warriors 3.
Was he?
Oh, he was in the Warriors 3.
Right.
That's right. But then they were like, we don't like you, and we recast him.
Did they recast him?
I don't think he's in the next one, right?
Well, he dies.
Yeah.
I feel like he was in the first Thor, and then they recast him.
He's not alone, though.
I think you're right. I think he was in the first one, and then... He switched over to DC, so he can't do both.
Mr. Yasmin 300 brings up a point. Says Idris Elba is going to be in Suicide Squad, too.
Yeah, dude, there's a ton of bullshit.
Well, gonna be. Also,
yeah, well, also, we're on looper.com, which I don't even believe is a real website.
Yeah.
Looper, no.
I think they just put a bunch of wheels
videos.
They must attain strenuous press tours. That's what acting is.
Yeah, that's every actor that cares about their film.
They have to, dude. It's
cannot
different.
Refuse appearances.
That's not true at all.
I know.
That's every actor.
Okay, no, guys. Guys,
this is a dumb article.
Bring this up, Kevin. Did you write this?
Fuck you, dude.
Deemed too dangerous?
Dangerous.
Cannot preform.
Any stunts
deemed too
dangerous. Dangerous.
But also,
science,
like,
real
Tom
hard
Cruise is an example of why that's not true as well.
Well Tom Cruise is an outlier.
MCU. Yeah.
Also, as an actor, he's an outlier. Just because, like, they don't want him to do that shit. He does it because he gets the movie made.
So dumb.
Well.
All right, Kevin, we're going to bring these up
for the last time.
One by one, okay? It's time for fun clips, everyone's favorite section of the show.
Let's go.
Oh, wait, actually, before we do the fun clips.
Yeah, what do we want?
Now that Barrett's here, I realize it's time.
You want to do the Facebook algorithm?
Facebook algorithm shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Here's number one. Jeez, this is a horrible shirt. This might be one of the worst shirts I've ever seen in my life.
Why?
Where did you find this?
On Facebook.
But this is not a real shirt that he's holding up, right?
No, like somebody it's a real shirt you could buy.
That's dumb.
A lot of the advertisements are always like people holding him up, like, oh yeah, like I'm a superstar who accepts this. Like, nah.
That's so fake. No. I love it. What's the next one?
What a bad shirt. Cut away, Kev. All right, now you can pull it back up. So here's the thing. The shirt sucks and I never wear it. But like, at least there's something there.
I get it.
Then it's like, hey, I'm a fan of things. I like things.
Yeah.
This is making a statement.
Somebody here was like, this is going to sell like hotcakes. And you know what?
It probably did.
Because people on the internet like dumb shit like this.
They do.
Yeah, that's why we have a show.
They really do.
That's why we have an entire show based on it.
I really don't like the italicized Stark font. And I get that a lot of the times it's because the A, like they do that. But like, I feel like it would have been a wiser design choice to at least keep that stuff.
You know what happened
here? The house.
Here's what happened. Okay, I'm gonna explain this to you from a design perspective.
Break it down.
They went online and they typed in Game of Thrones font, and the first free font they found
on defonts.com.
Or font1001.com, yeah. Whatever the fuck it is. They downloaded that, and then they went Avengers font and found whatever free Avengers font they could find.
And accidentally hit the
italics
button.
Something happened here where they didn't even realize it was a thing, and then they just printed the shirt,
Andy,
and that's it.
Get over here. How does this make you feel, looking at these shirts?
Oh, man. The left one isn't real, though, is it?
You can actually buy it.
You can buy that shirt?
Yeah, that we need to buy that for Andy.
Oh,
do you want that shirt, Big Poppy?
The one on the right could have been a little bit worse if they made House in the Avengers font and Stark in the Game of Thrones font. But also House, the Game of Thrones font, they stretched it vertically. Like, it's not the O's are always just a perfect circle.
And the U's super long.
All of this just sucks real bad. Yeah.
Also, all these images that I send
in this just sucks.
Wait, hasn't it been 9 years because they took that 1 year break in between seasons?
Well, yeah. Since 2011 That's is true. The year it started, though. Right?
Is that the case?
And then it's 2019. So it has been 8 years.
I mean, doesn't that still count as 9 years, though?
I don't know how time works. I've never understood time that way.
Fuck math, though.
I know, dude.
Time is a problem.
All right, well, you outdid yourself this week, Bear. Yeah, these suck.
All of the shirts that I send in for this bit are all things that I actually get advertised. So I just
that is unfortunate, man. You need to clean up your act.
Or not. We or just keep it going because it's great
Alyssa
content.
Alyssa really likes unicorns, so I get a lot of them that are like great. Adventures mixed with unicorns
just
and shit.
Just rainbow unicorns constantly.
All right, this is a fun clip. It's coming from hashtag fun clips. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to send yours in. This comes from Alex Bobko.
Oh, he's breaking it down. I hope this ref just punches him in the face.
No, he's going to join him, dude. Nope. He's about to break it. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys that when he gets on the dance floor, you're like, oh, he just likes the dance. And boy, can he. Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
Now I've always wanted to do that, but I can't. Imagine this is how Kevin dances.
I really wish that Kev could do this.
No, I cannot dance.
There's an odd sexuality. Nay, sensuality.
Sensuality, not sexuality. He's a sensual. He can move.
I love the salute at the end.
That's great.
God, that was.
I wish I could dance. Oh, what happened to this guy?
Leave the chipmunk alone. Oh, it's from the
What's
dodo. It's all good.
They're saving him.
He gets saved. Can you cut away, Kev? this next one comes from.
We're not going to watch the chipmunk one?
Reese Boy. Uh oh, Joey's here. Why are you here?
It was a three-minute video. Say,
it's a three-minute video of a thing.
Oh my god, he hit his mouth so hard.
You dumb shit.
I didn't like that.
So let's watch it again.
Oh, he just curd himself. Good for you.
Cut away,
Kev. I hope it was worth it, bud.
What does curd himself mean?
Curbed himself.
Oh, curbed. I know what that means.
We confirm that the chipmunk gets saved.
Yes, the chipmunk gets saved.
Well, I don't believe you guys.
DJ Kento sends this one in. Oh my god. Oh no, I hate it!
What is it?
It's Taylor Swift put onto his face.
Wow, that's really. That technology is great. That's actually better than the one they used in Star Wars to make that movie come off decent.
This is the deep fake technology used in a slightly more positive way.
Used for evil. things.
Yeah, well, no, this is a positive thing. This
is lip sync battle still a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They still do it?
Right, it's like its own show.
What's that?
It's its own show.
Yeah.
All right, and this comes from Mr. Yasman, who says the end is worth it.
Yes.
Man.
1 minute, Mr. Yasman. You better fucking
deliver.
Whoever brought this. Oh, this is spooky.
This looks terrifying. I don't
know. Okay, good. He stopped. He didn't hit the wolf.
Oh, my God.
Don't get out of your car.
What's going to be in
there? Oh, shit. Where is it? Oh, no. Where did it go? Oh, it's there.
Did they
hit it?
It seemed like he hit him with the little like bump that there was. Oh, yep. Here's him. Oh, I've seen this.
I hope he does mouth to mouth on the thing, or it's faking him out, faking her out, and all the other wolves attack her. Is it a wolf or a coyote?
It's coyote.
Well, then fuck it. Just go. There's more of them. Ah! She doesn't know. Oh, shit! That's amazing.
It was a golden retriever the whole time.
That was worth it.
Fantastic.
That was worth it.
Yeah, really impressed. If we gave an award for great videos, you would have gotten it.
That is the definition of a fun clip right there.
Yeah.
Except it needed to grab me the first 10 seconds, but it's fine.
It was worth it, though. This one's from It's Bro Dad. Oh, no. Woman tries putting gas in a Tesla.
Oh, no.
We don't need to watch the full thing, but it's still just funny.
This guy's laughing at her. This is the fucking funniest shit. Oh, can you imagine looking over and someone's filming you? I'm like, fuck you. Take
just
your phone.
Laughing.
Also, like, what a dick. Tell her, you know?
But like,
no, fuck
no,
that.
You drive a Tesla. I mean, clearly she probably borrowed her friend's car or something. Was like, I'll refill it with gas, not realizing that's not a hybrid. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a Tesla?
Yeah, but I've also been in your Prius, and you put gas in your Prius.
Being in a Prius and being in a Tesla are very different experiences.
Yeah, but
one feels like you're in a car, one doesn't.
One feels like you're in a spaceship. It's true.
Wait, can you fast forward a little? Like, where is she going?
I hope she just starts dumping gas in the back seat. It just keeps going.
Oh my god, dude.
Someone else is
this guy's like,
her.
It's an electric car. It doesn't require gas. And she's like, I don't understand how anything works.
Oh, that's.
But I've styled in to perfection.
Oh, she's like
so.
Young, too.
So.
I thought she was
funny.
Old at first.
Just a dumb shit thing to do. That's hilarious.
Oh that was good. That was fantastic. Great. And then the final. Oh, there's two from DLX Fuentes.
How much did I make yesterday, Charlotte?
How much you make? If you don't stop yelling at me.
How much did I make yesterday?
It's $233,604.88.
Thank you. SoldierWatch.com.
It's a Google image, though.
Order your video. No, it's not.
What happened?
He was talking about, like, how much money did I make just yesterday? And the friend's confused, and he's like, and he finds it, and he says it. He's like, yeah, that's how much I made. And the friend notices, this is a Google image, though. This isn't from, like, a bank account or anything.
So he's just straight up lying about it? That's
Soldier Boy, tell him.
That's hilarious.
And then DJ Fuentes also sent in this one.
This is going to be a good one. I like when they try to say the names.
Yeah, I need some vol.
We're gonna need some vol in this.
Well, no, but I'm not getting much in my.
Is there
ears.
No vol in there?
Did it switch audio somehow? Oh no. Okay. There.
Hundreds gathered today to say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Mega Doodoo.
Yeah. Okay. We've seen that before, but it's not any less funny.
Oh man.
D.D. Mega Doodoo.
Look at her face.
Uh-oh, it's right here where she realizes.
Mega doo-doo.
I mean, reading's hard. You know? Reading is hard.
Science go far here. All right, let's talk to the chat, Nick.
Let's
see what they're doing. It's time for a little bit of the chat room action.
Oh, my God. Let us queue up your questions, folks. If you're in the chat right now and you want to talk about anything we've watched or us or you want to just throw some Endgame spoilers in there for Kevin to see, go for it.
You will get banned.
Just
you will get banned.
Just
make
throw
that clear.
Them in there.
Nick,
why would
this
you
is
even
not
say
funny.
That?
Drewski underscore 2K says, Nick, do you wake up in the middle of the night to pee, wondering how your body handles that? I wake up. I pee like once. Throughout the night. I try not to drink as much liquid at night, though, so I don't have to wake up. But usually I'll pee like maybe once or twice. The worst is when you're like, I don't have to pee. And then in the morning, we want that 1 hour of sleep. But you have to decide, do I get up to pee and then come back and try to fall back asleep?
But the problem there is eventually you decide, I should just get up to pee because I keep thinking about it. And I could just get to sleep. But by the time you get back, you look at your phone. You're like, if I turn that phone on.
Yeah.
I'm not getting off.
No.
Next thing you know, you're fucking sitting there scrolling.
Like, I got
through a bunch
20
of-
minutes left. Should I just get up here? It's terrible. Let's see. PD Popoff says, Nick and Tim, quick endgame death guesses. I think we did a whole thing on that on GOG. When did we do our endgame predictions?
Kind of Funny Podcast last week.
I keep on
GOG. You guys did general predictions of like just random stuff. Yeah, Game of Thrones is when you guys went through a list and talked
about deaths. And I feel like I immediately, after that happened, changed all my thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, I look, going in right now, I have no real bets when it comes to deaths. Because I'm like, I'm 50-50 on like, yo, they're all dead. Not all, but like a lot of them, or no one's dying.
Yeah.
I really hope.
And anywhere in between.
I think it's going to be somewhere in between. We're going to lose. I actually like my list that we put together. So that's fun.
Let's see. Michael James 619 says, Nick, that's a swollen prostate. Reduce sodium and see your doctor.
You might want to get that checked out.
I got a physical coming up. I'll see if you can put a finger up there and check it out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know you're not going to ask. You're going to get too embarrassed.
Game Jumper X says, are you guys coming to Comic-Con this year? It's not confirmed yet, but we are hoping that we get a cool opportunity to. So we're working on some stuff. And Lexi Gunner says, Tim, are you getting the Bread 4s next weekend? They would be great with that shirt. I want Bread 4s real damn bad. But I am very concerned that I'm not going to get them. If you have any hookups, let me know.
Drewski underscore 2K says, how insane is this weekend between Endgame and Game of Thrones Battle of Winterfell?
I'm so excited.
I can't believe
I'm fucking pumped.
I'm jacked out on Mountain Dew.
Jonathan Dornbush was in the office yesterday to record the Persona 5 spoiler cast. Out next week. And he was talking about maybe doing a big watch party because it's going to be scary to watch this one alone, as I usually do. I don't know if I can emotionally handle it.
You'll be fine.
I remember.
I hope you cry and tell us about it. We get to make fun of you.
I remember the last season of Breaking Bad. I had watched every episode with my best friend. And the one episode I didn't watch with him and it was alone was the one where all the shit goes down. And I was just like, why did I do this by myself?
That's a good ass episode.
Lexi Gunner wants to know what size so she can see what she can do.
I'll figure it out, Lexi. Don't worry. I got it.
Tell him what size, man.
I am O'Brien's Nick just getting over shingles. How long until I'm back to full strength? Oh, dude, that shit takes a while. Also, it takes a while. Hopefully, you don't have phantom pain like I did. But that shit, like that nerve pain, it doesn't go away for a while. So go get the fucking vaccination. And don't listen to your doctor. He's going to be like, I want to give these to people who are 60 and over. Just be like, here's the money. Give me the vaccination. Meet me in the back alley.
6 feet over?
60 or over.
Axel360XX says, Tim, do you see Code Geass is coming to Netflix May 1st? I didn't. That's really exciting news for all of you. And Jambus92 says, did Kev in fact get wet?
All the time.
Kev wet.
I'm damp.
Are you damp right now, Kev?
I'm usually damp.
Yeah. You do have a moisture about you. Like when you walk by me, I'm like, oh, it's got a little humid in here.
Yeah, you know, it's my superpower.
It puts out the heat.
It's not great, but, you know, you get what you get.
You get what you get. And that's all that you get.
You guys ever go to, see the ads for Wish.com?
No.
No.
They're, like, shitty products, but, like, they always have, like, really cool-looking, like, random gadgets and fancy clothes.
W-S-H-H.
Yeah, it's a... That's the Chinese Amazon, right?
It might be.
I have a friend that works there.
I knew someone that worked there. I love going to the website and, like, you can look at the reviews and people post pictures of the actual products. It's just so much fun to see how not close they are.
Uh-huh. Are we wrapping up or do we have time for more comments?
Do you have one?
I just said it. No, I think that was a great place to...
Oh, it was a great place to end, but I do want to say my last thing here is Melty Drail says we should rename Science with Kev to Science Go Far Here with Kev.
Yeah. I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, man. All right. I love you guys. Enjoy Endgame tonight or this weekend or whenever you're going to watch it. But, man, what a week we have ahead of us.
What did we do to deserve this?
What did we do to deserve this? All right. See you guys later.
Bye.